of the Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger flitching, see? See the vortex-like of the darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
It is 10 p.m. on a Friday night, and that can only mean one thing. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair, and I'll be taking you back to the 1980s for an hour, as I usually do every Friday night here on WMFO. No theme for you this evening, but I do have a few songs that are a bit on the long side, but well worth playing all the way through. So I'm going to keep the chit-chat short and dive right into it with the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. In 1979, Adam Ant hired former Sex Pistols manager Malcolm McLaren, but McLaren ended up convincing the rest of the Ants to join him on a new project. They hired lead singer Annabella Lewin to form what band? And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Bow Wow Wow. Adam Ant hired McLaren shortly after the release of his Adam and the Ants debut, Dirk Wears White Socks. And the Ants that were lured away were guitarist Matthew Ashman, drummer David Barbarossa, and bassist Lee Gorman. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at Squidpod Radio, where I post the 80s trivia question of the week just before the show, as well as other 80s related news.
Enough talk!
We'll be right back.
right. Do right. Always work. Go to church.
You said it's not his man, boy.
Going up the hill, changing slowly, going up the hill, changing slowly. of the sun. Dynamite ripping, brought him down. But his heart lingered, no hope longer. As his feet could not touch the ground, he was taken, so let go in a bit. He's taken, so let go in a bit. Taken, so let go in a bit. Taken, so let go in a bit. As the night turns silver,
1968. And that's in honor of Can guitarist Michael Caroli, who passed away on November 17th in 2001. Plenty to get to tonight, folks, as usual, so let's dive back into it.
Unscrew, dance. PhD and I don't need your shame. You can't keep your promises, but you keep naming names. Your latest troubles out to me like a deck of playing cards. Well, don't you know that?
Oh, when a Miami man brought home a live turkey for Thanksgiving. He didn't count on making a new friend. In the end, his family couldn't kill the friendly, curious young bird who gobbled back when spoken to. If you got to know a turkey, would you have the heart to hurt him? This Thanksgiving, give a bird a break by serving a vegan feast. Visit PETA.org for tasty free recipes and to order Paul McCartney's favorite Save Turkeys t-shirt.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. Cutting it close tonight, so keeping the chit-chat short, we started the last set with Special Effect and the song Nuclear Gloom from their one and only full-length album, the original soundtrack from the motion picture Too Much Soft Living from 1980, which is actually a fictional movie. Special Effect is notable for featuring future Ministry frontman Al Jorgensen, future My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult vocalist Frank Nardiello, also known as Groovy Man, and future Concrete Blonde drummer Harry Rushikoff. Speaking of Concrete Blonde and Harry Rushikoff, we heard Your Haunted Head from their 1986 self-titled debut. Harry Rushikoff turned 62 this past Monday. The subject of tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week, part one, is Adam and the Ants, and we heard Car Trouble parts one and two from their 1979 debut, Dirk Wears White Socks. A bit of bonus trivia for you, Dirk Wears White Socks was the very first album to reach number one on the UK's indie chart when it debuted in 1980. Part two of tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia subject was Bow Wow Wow, and we heard their 1983 single, Do You Wanna Hold Me? Both those tracks are in remembrance of Matthew Ashman, guitarist for Adam and the Ants and Bow Wow Wow, who passed away on November 22nd in 1995. The 80s hair metal band of the week is up next, here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Gonna I tried to pull interesting quotes from things you've said. Mm-hmm. Here's something. Every time I bat an eyelash, it's a political act.
Yeah, it is. You know, because anytime anybody does what their dream is or do what's in their heart, that's the most political thing you could do. You know, I can't change the world, but I can change myself, and I can influence the world by what I do, you know? So it's the most political thing you could do is when you do your own thing, okay? It's true. It's very true. It's the most powerful thing, too. You know, because when you're in drag, when you become the image of your own imagination, it's the most powerful thing you could ever do, you know, because ain't no stopping, you know, in my mind's eye, I always been a superstar, you know, right. And nobody couldn't tell me no different, you right. know what I mean? Right. So if you believe it, then they'll believe it, they'll buy it.
Rock!
This has been another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm Savoir Faire, and I hope you join me here next Friday night for even more music from the 1980s. In the meantime, let's talk about what you've just been listening to. We started with the 80s hair metal band of the week, Pantera, and the track Killers from their second album, Projects in the Jungle, from 1984. AC/DC followed with Let There Be Rock from 1977. That's in remembrance of guitarist and co-founder of AC/DC, Malcolm Young, who passed away on November 18th in 2017. RuPaul wants you to work with his 1993 hit Supermodel. RuPaul celebrated his 60th birthday on Tuesday. It's also Transgender Day of Remembrance today, where we remember those of our trans brothers and sisters who were lost to transphobic violence. I'm going to leave you with one more B-Day celebration for Run-DMC's Joseph Run Simmons, who turned 56 last Saturday. Have a great weekend and a happy and safe Thanksgiving Day, and keep wearing your masks. Ciao.
Now Peter,
Piper,
pick peppers, but run rock,
rhyme,
Humpty,
Dumpty,
fell
down,
that's his art,
time,
Jackman,
nimble,
what,
nimble,
and he was
quick,
but jam,
mass mud,
faster,
Jack saw
Jay's,
hey,
now little Bo Peep Cole lost her sheep, and Rip Van Winkle fell a hell asleep, and out of chillin' somewhere in Wonderland, Jack serving Jill bucket in his hand, and damn, Master Jay making out that sound, the turntables might wobble, but they don't fall down.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.